You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Every few years, nutrition throws us a curveball. Just when people feel like they finally understood vitamins A through K, something new enters the conversation. A new compound, a new pathway, a new question. Today, that question is vitamin A5. If you've never heard of it, that's okay. Most people haven't. Vitamin A5 is not something you'll see listed on food labels or supplement bottles, at least not yet. But it is something researchers have been studying, and it helps us better understand why certain foods, especially plant foods, continue to show up again and again in long-term health research. So let's slow down and walk through it together. Vitamin A5 is newly identified and a vitamin-like compound that was first described in scientific literature in 2018. Right now, it's not officially recognized as an essential vitamin by organizations like the WHO or NIH. That doesn't mean it's irrelevant. It just means that science is still catching up. What makes vitamin A5 interesting is that it fits many of the criteria we already use to define vitamins and plays a biological role. It supports normal body function, and diet appears to be an important source. Vitamin A5 isn't something you consume directly in its active form. Instead, it comes from precursors, compounds in food that your body converts into an active molecule. This is similar to how beta-carotene from plants becomes vitamin A. The active form associated with vitamin A5 interacts with something called the RXR pathway, short for retinoid X receptor. Here's the simple version. RXR receptors act like regulatory hubs in the body. When they're activated, they influence a wide range of systems, not just one. These systems include metabolism and energy balance, immune signaling and inflammation, cell growth and renewal, and nervous system function. In other words, RXR receptors help coordinate how the body responds, adapts, and repairs itself. Vitamin A5 appears to support the system in a way that's different from traditional vitamin A, which is why researchers are treating it as its own category. This is where food becomes central to the conversation. The most significant dietary source of vitamin A5 precursors are green leafy vegetables and certain root vegetables. Foods like spinach, kale, chard, parsley, and carrots stand out consistently in the research. They are small amounts of one precursor found in animal foods, but the concentrations are low compared to plant sources. Because of this, researchers often emphasize leafy greens when discussing vitamin A5 intake. This isn't about labeling foods as good or bad. It's about recognizing that different foods contribute different tools to the body's toolkit. So what about deficiency? This is an important question, and the honest answer is we don't fully know yet. Because vitamin A5 was only identified recently, we don't have long-term population studies that define deficiency symptoms the way we do with vitamin C or vitamin D. What researchers can say is that intake appears to be low in much of the Western world, largely because leafy greens are underconsumed overall. Some estimates suggest a majority of people may not be getting optimal amounts through diet. That doesn't automatically mean people are deficient, but it does raise a question worth exploring. One area receiving particular attention is brain health. RX pathways are involved in nerve protection, inflammation regulation, and myelin maintenance. Myelin is a protective coating around nerves that allows signals to travel efficiently. Disruptions to myelin and inflammatory signaling are linked to several neurological conditions. Researchers are exploring whether vitamin A5 plays a supportive role in cognitive aging, stress regulation, neuroinflammation, and overall mental resilience. It's important to say this clearly. One, I'm not a doctor, and all this information is through research and gathering information online. And two, vitamin A5 is not a treatment and not a cure. But it may be one of the several dietary factors that help explain why diets rich in leafy greens are consistently associated with better cognitive outcomes over time. This aligns with existing research showing that people who regularly eat green leafy vegetables tend to maintain sharper cognitive function as they age. Vitamin A5 may be part of that bigger picture. So, what should you do with this information? You don't need to memorize chemical names, you don't need to chase supplements, and you definitely don't need to panic. The takeaway is actually very familiar. Diets that regularly include leafy greens and a variety of plant foods continue to show benefits across many areas of health, even as science discovers new reasons why. Vitamin A5 doesn't replace other nutrients. It adds context to why whole foods matter more than isolated components. This is also a reminder that nutrition science is still evolving. We're learning not just what keeps us alive, but what helps us thrive. At Vegans Explore, we talk a lot about meeting people where they are. Whether you're vegan, plant-forward, or just curious, understanding nutrients like vitamin A5 isn't about perfection, it's about awareness. When science uncovers something new, it often reinforces what traditional food wisdom has been telling us all along. Eat more greens, eat more variety, let food work with your body, not against it. Vitamin A5 may or may not eventually earn official vitamin status, but the foods that support it are already doing something powerful. And sometimes, that's enough. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and we are a daily podcast, and we want to hear from you. So go to veganexplore.com/podcast, leave a message, check out some past episodes, subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast if this is your first time listening, and thank you. We couldn't do this podcast without your support. And as always, I'll see you tomorrow.